Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Listen to me carefully, because this isn't just another motivational video. This isn't just some feel-good moment to scroll past. No. This is your confirmation. The wait is over. God is releasing what you prayed for. Yes, you. This is not a coincidence that you're here. It's divine alignment. Let me say this up front. The biggest mistake people make right before the breakthrough is giving up too early. Right when the heavens are shifting. Right when the release is happening. They walk away, thinking it's over. But I'm here to tell you, you're closer than you think. And in fact, for some of you watching right now, it's already done. But here's the catch. You've got to watch this message until the very end. Not because I want views. No. Because every second of this message is spiritual bread. If you stop halfway, you'll miss the key that unlocks the next level of your life. You'll miss the alignment. You'll miss the instruction. And I refuse to let that happen to you. I've been where you are. I've sat in that silent place, praying, waiting, begging God to move. Asking Him, "When, Lord?" I'd done everything I could. Why is nothing changing? And I heard nothing. Just silence. But now I know what that silence really meant. It wasn't denial. It wasn't punishment. It was preparation. God was working behind the curtain, setting the stage, building the answer in the invisible realm while I was crying in the visible one. So if you're watching this, I believe it's because your season is shifting. Something's unlocking. Doors that have been closed for years are creaking open. Delays are turning into deliveries. And God wants your heart ready to receive. This video will show you how to recognize the signs that your waiting season is over, how to align your faith with God's timing, how to receive with a heart that's prepared, and how to steward what He's releasing so you don't fumble the blessing. Because let's be honest, a blessing delivered to the wrong heart can feel like a burden. But I want you equipped. I want you ready. I want you walking into this next season not confused or afraid, but bold. Certain, unshakable, because when God moves, you don't crawl, you run. So here's what I need from you. Don't skip around. Don't zone out. Engage with this like it's the message your entire future depends on, because in many ways, it does. Let's get into it. The wait is over. And I'm about to show you how to walk into what God has already prepared. You've been waiting for a long time. You've prayed, cried, fasted, and begged for God to move. You've asked, "When will it happen? When will the answer come? When will I see what I've been believing for?" And here's the truth: most people give up right before the shift takes place. They walk away, thinking the silence means denial, when really, God was preparing them for a moment just like this. But I need you to hear me now with everything in you. The waiting season is over. Yes, your delay is being lifted. The spiritual atmosphere around you is shifting. You are not crazy for sensing something new. You are not imagining that stirring inside you. It's not anxiety. It's alignment. Your spirit can already feel what your eyes haven't seen yet. You've entered into a new season, and I came to speak what your soul has been longing to hear, God is releasing what you prayed for. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven." That means the waiting had a purpose. It wasn't wasted. It wasn't meaningless. The nights you cried yourself to sleep, the mornings you dragged yourself out of bed with nothing but a whisper of faith left, that was preparation. You were being shaped. You were being matured. Your heart was being refined for the very thing you were asking God to release. And maybe you thought God was ignoring you. Maybe it felt like your prayers were hitting the ceiling. What Habakkuk 2:3 declares, "Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." God is not slow. He is not behind schedule. He is strategic. And when he moves in power, in clarity, and with perfect timing. But now, in this moment, you must discern the signs that your waiting season has reached its end. Listen, you're waking up with a sense of urgency. You're feeling a pull to pray more, to listen more, to surrender more. That's not coincidence. That's divine positioning. That's God's Spirit drawing you into alignment so that when He opens the door, you won't hesitate. You won't fumble the blessing. You'll be ready. I had to learn this the hard way. I used to get bitter in the wait, angry, frustrated. I questioned God, doubted His love, doubted my worth. But one day, I realized something that changed everything. If I had received what I was praying for back then, I would have ruined it. I wasn't ready. My heart wasn't healed. My mindset was still small. I was praying for big things with a broken spirit. But God, in His mercy, said, "Wait." And now, looking back, I see the love in that silence. I see the protection in that delay. So now it's your turn. The waiting has done its work in you. You've grown. You've matured. You've been tested and refined. Now it's time to let go of the disappointment. Let go of the bitterness. Let go of the fear that says it's never going to happen. Because that's a lie straight from the pit. The truth is this: it will surely come. So lift your head. Prepare your heart. The wait is over. Heaven is moving. And what you've prayed for is about to be released into your hands. But here's the question that will define everything from this point forward now that the delay is over. Can your faith handle the delivery? Because what God is releasing will not survive in a heart still chained to fear. Let's be honest, waiting is hard. But aligning your faith during the wait, that's the real battle. Because it's not just about time, it's about trust. You've prayed, but have you believed? You've asked, but have you aligned your heart with His timeline or stayed stuck in your own? So many of us sabotage the promise because we try to force it to come according to our calendar. We say, "God, you have until this date or else I'll give up." And when that date passes, we collapse in frustration. But let me tell you something God taught me. The delay doesn't mean denial. It means divine strategy. It means something is being built in the unseen that your faith must be strong enough to carry when it shows up. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith is not just positive thinking. Faith is spiritual substance. It's the language of heaven. When you speak in faith, heaven hears you and begins to move. But the problem is that we often speak more fear than faith. We talk about what's not working. We rehearse our doubts. We agree with the enemy more than we agree with God. And then we wonder why we feel stuck. I had to unlearn this too. I used to speak words like, nothing ever works out for me. I guess it's just not meant to be. Maybe I missed my chance. And God convicted me. Stop speaking curses over what I'm trying to bless. Your mouth is either building your promise or breaking it down. So from today forward, speak life. Speak truth. Speak what God said, even when you don't see it yet. Mark 11:24 makes it plain. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. That's not a maybe. That's a promise. But it requires a shift. You must stop praying from a place of lack and start praising from a place of confidence. Celebrate in advance. Rejoice like it's already done. Because in the Spirit, it is. That's how faith aligns with God's timing. Not by rushing, but by trusting. Not by forcing, but by flowing. When your spirit gets in sync with his calendar, you'll notice the anxiety fades. The panic quiets. Why? Because you're finally standing on solid ground, the Word of God. Not on emotions. Not on deadlines. But on divine truth that cannot fail. If you've been stuck in cycles of doubt, I want you to pause right now and repent. Say, God, forgive me for speaking against what you're trying to release. Forgive me for doubting you. I choose now to align. I choose to believe. I speak faith over my life, my future, and my promise. You are not too late. You are not behind. You are exactly where God needs you to be, if your heart is surrendered and your faith is awake. Realign. Refocus. Reignite your faith, and the shift you've been waiting for will meet you in due season. You've spoken it. You've declared it. But the real question is, can you hold it without dropping it? Because the blessing isn't delayed anymore. Now it's asking, are you ready to carry it? Now hear me. Just because something is given doesn't mean it will be kept. God is faithful to answer, but not every answered prayer is held with wisdom. Many people miss their moment of fulfillment because they weren't ready to receive it. Their hearts were full of pride, offense, or hidden motives. So the blessing arrived, but it couldn't stay. That's why this part matters so much. Your heart must be ready. Your spirit must be steady. Because when God answers, it won't come with a warning. It won't always arrive with trumpets and signs. Sometimes it comes in a quiet moment, in a whisper, in a divine opportunity you could easily overlook if your heart is still distracted or bitter. James 4:3 gives us a sobering truth. You ask and do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. If the motive behind your prayer is selfish, God in his love will delay the answer. Why? Because he would rather you be whole than temporarily happy. He'd rather make you ready than risk you destroying yourself with the very thing you begged for. So right now, ask yourself, why did I pray for that thing? Was it just to prove people wrong? To feel important? To get revenge? Or was it to glorify God and build his kingdom? If the motive is off, the blessing becomes a weapon against you. I remember a time I asked God for something I thought I needed. I prayed for it daily. I fasted. I sowed. But when the door didn't open, I got angry. I questioned everything. But over time, God revealed the truth. I didn't want the thing. I wanted the status that came with it. I wasn't seeking him. I was seeking validation. And in his mercy, he blocked it. That's why Psalm 37, 4 says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." When your delight is in him, your desires get purified. You no longer just want something. You want what he wants for you. That's a dangerous level of alignment. That's when heaven opens. That's when the release happens. So today, cleanse your heart. Let go of bitterness. Stop comparing your journey to others. Their season is not your season. Their door is not your door. And their blessing has nothing to do with yours. What God has for you is yours. You don't have to fight for it. Just prepare for it. Be sensitive. Be humble. Be alert. The Holy Spirit is moving, and he'll guide you when the time is right. But he won't push. He'll whisper. So if you're too distracted, too angry, too envious, you'll miss the voice that says, "Now, go." Let your heart be clean. Let your spirit be open. What you prayed for is coming. But only a prepared heart will recognize it when it shows up. This isn't about getting the answer. It's about what you do after it comes. Because when God places something sacred in your hands, you either honor it or you lose it. And most people don't fail in the prayer. They fail in the stewardship. This is the part most people don't talk about. Everyone shouts about the breakthrough. Everyone praises when the door opens. But few know how to keep what they've been given. Because the truth is, blessings come with responsibility. And if you don't steward what God gives you, you'll lose it just as fast as you received it. When God releases what you prayed for, your posture has to shift. You can't handle a breakthrough with the same mindset you had in the struggle. You can't treat a promise casually. You must guard it. You must steward it with honor. 1 Corinthians 4:2 declares, "It is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful." This means when God gives you something, he's watching to see how you manage it. Not just how loud you shout when it comes, but how well you protect it when distractions rise, when attacks come, when pressure builds. When God blesses you, the enemy takes notice. Don't think for a second that he'll sit back and clap. He'll target that blessing. He'll whisper lies. He'll send confusion, jealousy, temptations, all designed to make you mismanage the gift. That's why you must be vigilant. Don't get lazy. Don't get arrogant. Stay low. Stay grateful. Stay prayerful. And don't stop seeking God after the breakthrough. One of the most dangerous things you can do is replace your hunger with comfort. You prayed with fire, but now that you got the answer, your fire is gone. You don't fast like you used to. You don't worship with the same desperation. And slowly, without even realizing it, your heart drifts. Deuteronomy 8:18 reminds us, "Remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth." In other words, don't forget who gave it to you. Don't forget the source while you're enjoying the supply. Keep him first. Keep your face on the floor. Keep your spirit in submission. Because your blessing is not the finish line. It's just the beginning. I had to learn this firsthand. When God answered one of my biggest prayers, I celebrated, but I also got comfortable. And within months, I started feeling distant. My joy was fading. My spirit was dry. I realized I had neglected the one who gave me everything. And the moment I repented and realigned, peace returned, joy returned. Because I remembered, it's not about the blessing. It's about the giver. So whatever God has released into your life, guard it. Pray over it. Don't flaunt it. Don't idolize it. And don't assume it can't be taken. Keep a spirit of humility. Keep a posture of gratitude. Steward the blessing like it's sacred, because it is. God answered. Now it's your turn to carry it well. But what if I told you the greatest power you'll carry isn't the breakthrough itself? It's your voice after the breakthrough. Because now the world is watching, and your silence might be the enemy's final attempt to steal what God just gave. Now that God has released what you prayed for, what will you do with the testimony? Will you hide it? Will you keep it quiet? Or will you lift your voice and declare boldly, God is faithful? Listen to me. Your testimony isn't just your story. It's a weapon. It's a light. It's a key that unlocks someone else's faith who is still in the middle of their waiting. Revelation 12:11 says, they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That means your voice has power. When you speak of what God has done, you shut the mouth of the enemy. You silence doubt. You disarm fear, not just in your life, but in the lives of everyone who hears your story. But the enemy wants to convince you to stay silent. He'll say things like, it wasn't that big of a deal. It probably would have happened anyway. You don't want to sound arrogant. No, that's false humility, and it robs God of glory. When God moves in your life, you don't whisper. You testify. You shout it from the rooftops if you have to. Because your story is living proof that God still answers prayer. That miracles still happen. That the same God who showed up for you can show up for someone else. Psalm 107:2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. That's a command, not a suggestion. If God pulled you out of the pit, speak it. If he healed your mind, tell it. If he restored your family, write it. If he provided when you had nothing left, declare it. Every time you testify, you take back territory. You give hope to the hopeless, and you remind darkness that light still wins. I remember the first time I publicly shared a testimony I was scared to tell. I was afraid people would judge me. I was nervous about how it would be received. But the moment I opened my mouth, I felt the power of heaven fall. Tears filled the room. People came to me afterward and said, that was the exact story I needed to hear. It wasn't about me. It was about obedience. You may think your testimony is too small or too messy or too unfinished. But God doesn't need perfection. He needs your surrender. He needs your willingness to say, this is what he did for me. And he can do it for you. Don't be ashamed of your past. Don't be quiet about your deliverance. Wear your breakthrough like a banner. Let it declare that your God is alive and he answers prayer. Be bold. Be unapologetic. Be a living witness. Because someone out there is still praying the prayer you've already seen answered. And your voice may be the bridge that takes them from doubt to belief, from despair to hope. So lift your head. Open your mouth and say it loud. God is faithful. God came through. God kept his promise. And I will never stop declaring it. God did it. He answered. But if you're not careful, you'll build your life around the blessing and forget the builder. This is the test that many don't recognize. Will you worship what God gave you, or will you rise up and use it to change everything around you? Now that you've received what you've prayed for, there's one final and critical thing you must remember. Don't idolize the blessing. Stay anchored in the giver. Because if you're not careful, the very thing you cried out for can become a distraction from the one who gave it. So many people get what they asked for and forget the one they asked. The business grows, and suddenly there's no time to pray. The relationship is restored, and suddenly the hunger fades. The opportunity shows up, and suddenly worship feels optional. But let me tell you this, nothing is more dangerous than success without spiritual depth. Nothing is more tragic than getting the promise and losing the presence. Matthew 6:33 makes this plain. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Not seek success, not seek recognition, not seek the platform, but seek the kingdom. That's the foundation. That's the center. That's where your soul stays aligned and your spirit stays on fire. When God fulfills a promise, he's not just trying to bless you, he's equipping you. He's calling you higher. You've stepped into a new level, and with that comes new responsibility. You're not just a receiver now. You're a steward. You're a vessel. You're a carrier of purpose. And if you want to stay in alignment, you have to ask God daily, how do you want me to use what you've given me? Because this moment, this answered prayer, is not just about you. It's about kingdom impact. It's about generational transformation. It's about building something eternal. You didn't survive that storm just to sit in silence. You didn't fight through that wilderness just to coast through life. You came out with fire. You came out with vision. Now it's time to walk in that purpose. Philippians 1:6 declares, "He who began a good work, and you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." That means this isn't the end. It's a continuation. Your answered prayer is just the beginning of a larger assignment. And you've got to stay connected to the source to keep moving forward. So what does walking in fulfillment with purpose look like? It looks like humility, remembering that you didn't get here on your own. It looks like boldness, stepping into new doors without fear. It looks like obedience, saying yes even when it's uncomfortable. It looks like intimacy, staying close to the Father, not just for what he gives, but because of who he is. Your journey didn't stop when the prayer was answered. It started. Now you walk in purpose. Now you carry fire. Now you become the testimony. Now you become the leader, the light, the intercessor for the next person still in their waiting season. So ask God today, what's next? Lord, how can I serve you through what you've given me? And when he answers, don't hesitate. Step out with boldness. Step out with faith. Step out with purpose. Because this blessing is not just a gift, it's a call. And you've been chosen to carry it well. You've heard the word. You've felt the shift. And deep down, you know, this moment isn't random. It's holy. Something sacred is stirring inside you, confirming what your spirit has longed to believe. The wait is over. But now, don't just listen. Don't just feel inspired. Let's respond. Right now, I want you to pray with me. Out loud. With faith. With fire. This isn't just any prayer. This is the turning point. A release has begun. Let's step into it together. Repeat after me. Father, thank you for walking with me through the waiting. Thank you for never leaving, even when I questioned, even when I doubted. You were shaping me when I thought you were silent. You were preparing me when I thought you were punishing me. Today I thank you for every tear, every delay, every closed door. I see now you are making me ready. And I worship you, not just for what you gave, but for who you are. God, I release the weight of disappointment. I let go of frustration, confusion, and every why didn't it happen yet? I laid down every comparison and every feeling of being forgotten. I forgive myself. I forgive others. I even forgive the timeline I created. I make space in my heart for what you're doing now. I release the past and I refuse to carry it into this next season. Cleanse me, heal me, and make me whole, Lord. Today I align my faith with your word, not my emotions. I declare, the wait is over. The promise is here. The answer is being released. I believe what you said. I speak what you said. I stand on what you said. I silence every voice of fear, doubt, and delay. I cancel every lie of the enemy that told me it was too late. My faith is not in what I see, but in what you spoke. And I say it now with boldness, it is mine. In Jesus' name, it is mine. Father, my heart is open. My hands are ready. I receive what you've prepared for me, not with pride, but with praise. Strip away any selfish motive in me, any ego, any agenda. Make me clean. Make me holy. Make me humble. Let this blessing bring you glory, not me attention. Let it draw me closer to you, not away. Use me, God. Shape me into a vessel you can trust. Show me what this blessing is for. Reveal the assignment tied to the answer. Let this not just be a breakthrough, but a beginning. Speak, Lord. I'm listening. I'm ready. I'm available. Use what you've given me to lift others, to build your kingdom, to bring heaven to earth. This is not about me. It's about purpose. And I will walk it out boldly, faithfully, completely. I declare I am who you say I am. I am chosen. I am anointed. I am equipped. I am not just a survivor. I am a steward. I carry legacy. I carry purpose. I carry heaven. Every generational curse is broken in Jesus' name. Every chain of doubt is shattered. And I step into my calling with power, with identity, and with fire. Now, Lord, release your blessing over me. Let your favor surround me like a shield. Let doors open suddenly. Let healing flow immediately. Let provision overflow. Let divine timing manifest. Let my testimony shake the earth and glorify heaven. I will walk with wisdom. I will walk with fire. I will walk in fulfillment. The wait is over. And I walk into what you've released right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If God just released something into your spirit through this word, then don't let it stop with you. When you give, you're not just clicking a button. You're igniting a chain reaction in the spirit. You're planting a seed into soil soaked with fire and rain, and the harvest will be souls delivered, minds renewed, and hearts awakened to the sound of God's voice. He said, "Give, and it will be given to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over." And I declare, as you sow, heaven will release over your life what no man can take and no devil can blot. You've prayed, "God, use me." This is how he answers you now. Through a super thanks, a membership, or even a simple seed through the PayPal link below. Yes, it's right there in the video description. The wait is over, not just for you, but for someone else who's still holding on by a thread. Let your giving become the answer to their cry. Now move. Give. Obey. And watch what heaven releases through your faith. Before you scroll away, don't let this moment pass without planting a seed of faith. If this word spoke to your soul, if you know deep down that this is your time, I want you to drop this in the comments right now. The wait is over. I receive what God has released. That's it. Declare it. Type it. Put your faith in motion. Let the world and heaven see your agreement. And if you're still in your waiting season, I want you to comment. I'm preparing my heart. I trust God's timing. Because even the act of typing those words is a spiritual shift. You're not just watching a video. You're stepping into alignment. So be bold. Let your testimony begin right here. And one more thing. If this message lit a fire in your spirit, share it with someone still waiting. Be their confirmation. Be their encouragement. Be the voice God uses to remind them He is not forgotten. Let's fill this space with faith. Let's flood it with praise. And let the comments become a wall of testimonies that scream when truth. God is faithful. Amen. Please like this video and leave a heartfelt amen in the comments. If you want to stay closer to God, subscribe to our channel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.